Good morning, 8:09 here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Happy Monday to you. Happy we're 200 years old as a county and as the Panhandle, because everybody was part of Escambia County in the beginning. Joining us now by phone, we have Santa Rosa County Sheriff Chief Deputy Shane Tucker. Chief, welcome back to the show, sir.
Well, good morning, Andrew. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Always doing well. Anything happen in the last week or so since we talked last that we didn't already know about?
A couple of cases that may be worth mentioning. Last Thursday, we had deputies dispatched to a area in the Pace area, right near Highway 90, very congested area, in reference to an unattended child who was seen walking around that area. Witnesses described what appeared to be about a 9-year-old child who was nude from the waist down, just kind of wandering and running around unsupervised. So when they got there, they found the child, and he was nonverbal. He was not able to explain who he was or where he belonged or anything like that. So our investigators and victims advocates went to work, and they eventually located the child's mother at a house nearby. She told them that sometime prior, she wasn't able to give a real specific time, but she had noticed the child was missing and went looking for him. When she didn't find him, she just assumed that the child's grandmother must have him, so she went on about her business. Obviously, we took issue with that, and she was arrested for neglect of her child.
She just assumed the kid was being taken care of by somebody else and didn't go look for him.
She did. She did go look for him she said she went and looked for him for a time. She drove down the street, and then when she didn't find him, she just thought, well, his grandmother must have him.
What do you do with the child in those moments? Because I assume you're not carrying, I mean, I don't even know. Is the kid riding along with you as you're trying to find the parents? What do you do?
In a situation like that, we utilize our victims' advocates, and we also work cooperatively with Department of Children and Families. They have investigators, child protective investigators, and so between the two of them, they will take custody of the child until they can place the child with a family member. In this case, I believe the child was placed with another family member while mom went to jail.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's obviously that's not good. Anything else happened in the last week or so?
You know, also on that day, kind of in the same vein, we responded to a report of a kidnapping. A 14-year-old child reported that while he was waiting at his bus stop in the Munson area, two men drove up in a pickup truck, put a bag over his head, threw him in the truck and drove him out into the woods. As our deputies talked to him, it became pretty clear that something didn't add up, and within a very short period of time, he admitted that he actually made it up. He was
trying to
concoct a cover story to cover for him skipping school.
So this is a juvenile who's making a false report. I mean, that's a crime if he's an adult. Is it a crime if he's a juvenile?
It is a crime, and given the circumstances, the investigators elected not to charge him.
Wow.
They were able to get to the bottom of it fairly quickly. They didn't expend vast amounts of resources before his story kind of his story was not all that plausible to begin with. So they're going to let his parents handle that.
Wow. Well, you know, again, file in the category of all the bizarre things that you guys have to deal with all the time, right? Wow. Hey,
all the day's work.
Right, just another day in the sheriff's office. Hey, I did want to ask you, you guys do not yet have, or do you have maybe the decibel meters that are going to be used to enforce the noise ordinance? I know they had said they had acquired a handful of them, 7 or so. Have you gotten those yet? Have you been responding to noise calls? How's the new noise ordinance working for your office?
As far as I'm aware, the decibel meters have not made it to the sheriff's office as of yet.
Okay.
I checked on that last Thursday, and as of Thursday, they had not.
Okay.
As far as the noise ordinance goes, truthfully, very little has changed. Anything that was not contrary to the noise ordinance 6 months ago is not likely to be contrary to the noise ordinance now. The significant change in that ordinance is how we measure and the measurability of a violation. You know, so there's not going to be a large increase or a significant change in noise ordinance violations. Typically, the way we've handled that and the way we're going to continue handling noise violations is we're going to respond to the area. We're going to make contact with an alleged violator and give them an opportunity to correct the issue.
Yeah.
We will never issue a noise citation without first giving them the opportunity to self-correct. And then we'll give a warning. We'll give a warning as to what can happen. Bottom line is noise ordinance citations historically have been a very, very rare event in Santa Rosa County. And I expect they will continue to be.
And I know you don't make the legislation, but is it fair to think that from an enforcement perspective, having a number on a reader that you're told where and when and what's a violation, that makes your job easier in terms of justifying the arrest and essentially prosecuting the case if need be?
Without a doubt. Not only does it make it easier, it makes it more defensible. You know, whereas before, if I wrote you a citation for a noise ordinance, we'd go to court,
yeah,
and I would say, Andrew was making too much noise, and Andrew would say, no, it wasn't. And I'd say, yes, you were, and you'd say, no, it wasn't. And the judge would say, how can you prove it?
Yeah.
Well, it was just plainly audible. And that's not workable. That's not a workable way to do things. And that's what is trying to be corrected. And I would point out that the impetus to this change in the noise ordinance was citizens. It was a group of citizens that came to us in the county and said, we have got to have some relief. Every time we have deputies come out to, you know, this problem, X, Y, and Z, they tell us there is nothing that can be done. We need something. So it was citizens that drove this.
Very good. Well, that's useful to know, too. I didn't know that history on it, so that's very helpful. Shane Tucker, he is a Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office Chief Deputy. Chief, as always, thank you so much for the time and what you do to serve the community. We appreciate it.
It's good to talk to you, Andrew. We'll talk to you next week.